So powerful, powerful, powerful. So, now, we know about drinking. We know little about how to live. That's why we have to study and do the book. Nothing, and I'm going to say it, can come up in my life that the answer is not in this book. And I'll show you what the answer is. And by the way, it's not what you hear in the fellowship. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems. Absolutely, positively not. In the first 164 pages, it tells us what the answer is. And acceptance ain't it. Acceptance is a byproduct of something, but it ain't the answer according to Alcoholics Anonymous. That's a nice clicky thing. It's a nice story in the book and all that. And yeah, I get all that. But that's not what Alcoholics Anonymous says. We'll get there. Obviously, have to watch. There's a lot of bad information in the fellowship of AA. We'll talk about it just gently tonight because we're going to go at great length the difference between fellowship and program. Here's some of the bad information. AA is a selfish program. If you want to drink again, keep being selfish. I guarantee you it's going to be, okay? It is not. It says the exact opposite. Also, we hear in the fellowship, fake it till you make it. In the last 29 years, do you know how many people I've buried because they were faking it? It doesn't say that. I've seen them in the penitentiary. I've seen them in intensive care. I've seen them in divorce courts. I've seen a lot of people doing a lot of things. Faking it is not making it. And that we're killing each other. Obviously, there are no musts. I don't know what book, what fellowship, what program you're working, but there's 87 musts in here. And one of them that's not written in there, I must not drink if I'm going to be physically sober. Get it? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, and obviously we have no haves to or anything like that. Cafeteria style, self-help, all that stuff that we're throwing around, absolutely positively not. Absolutely positively not. So we're going to try to keep what Alcoholics Anonymous is. We've turned Alcoholics Anonymous into this. You might want to write this down because we'll go back last time. SS, something similar. FF, fear and fellowship. HH, hip-hop, AA, anything goes. And RR, rehab rhetoric. That is not what we're doing. That's what we've turned into. And here's what's happened in Alcoholics Anonymous. Personal observation. Obviously, we've turned AA into a society who measures its success on the length of not drinking instead of the quality of your life in recovery. That's what it is. It's not a matter how long you haven't drank. That is something, yeah, I'm not discrediting that at all. But I'm telling you, I see people with a year, 5 years that got more than people that got 30, 40, and 50 in years and so on and so forth. We're talking quality, not quantity. One thing, and I don't mean this in any disrespect here, the AA is not a hospice care where we hold hands and die and make each other a little bit more comfortable. It's about living, loving, and laughing. It's about getting in the game of life. It's a program of action. It's a program of love and service. The fellowship, like I said, came out of this book called Alcoholics Anonymous, not the other way around. I'm going to say that again. The fellowship came after this book called Alcoholics Anonymous. At one time, they were the same, and it's going to blow your mind when the fellowship and the program were the same versus what it is now. The big book isn't so much more than a not about drinking. It is a lot more than a not about drinking. It's about a mental state, a way of life, and that's why I say in the book when it's talking about drinking, substitute the word thinking. It will be identical. Now, that's exactly what we're going to talk about, and we're going to do this. This is a conference-approved literature. It has been modified for the point I'm trying to make as far as the alcoholic and alcoholism. Here is what we're talking about, this perception order, and probably most people in this room's real problem. And it's not drinking. And it's not profanity either. So you're going to be period. So it's this. Now you would think that would be a nasty word. But simply what that is simply how I think. I've got a thinking problem, not a drinking problem. I've got a living problem. I got a sobriety problem. I got a drinking solution. That's what makes me alcoholic. So this pamphlet here is AA for you. We're going to change this a couple words, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It says, we who come to AA and come finally because we gave up the ability to control our thinking. We still hated to admit that we could never think safely. Goes on, next paragraph. We decided to try to face up to what our thinking has done to us. And it says, if you answered yes to four or more of these questions, you're in deep trouble with your thinking. Obviously, here are some of the questions. And we've modified from the drinking to thinking. Number one, have you ever decided to stop thinking for a week or so, but only lasted for a couple days? Okay, yeah. Number two, do you wish people would mind their own business about your thinking and stop telling you what to do? Okay. Number three, have you ever switched from one thought to another in the hope that this would keep you from getting dumber? Okay. Number five, do you envy people who can think without getting in trouble? I do. Okay. Number six, have you had problems with your thinking during the past year? Okay, I'm getting it. Number seven, has your thinking caused trouble at home? Okay, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. Number eight, do you ever try to get extra thinks at a party because you don't get enough? Okay. Number nine, do you tell yourself you can stop thinking anytime you want to, even though you keep getting in trouble when you don't mean to? This is a good one. Number 10, have you missed days of work or at school because of your thinking? Okay. And number 12, have you ever felt your life would be better if you did not think? And obviously, the questions here are drinking, but we've done this. Now, here is the summary if you are a real alcoholic of the hopeless variety. It says, what is your score? If you answered yes four times more, then you're probably in trouble with your thinking. So anyhow, it goes on to say this. If the answer is yes, we will be glad to show you how we have stopped thinking ourselves. Okay. And the last paragraph says, AA does not promise to solve your life's problems, but we can show you how we are learning to live without thinking one day at a time. We stay away from that first thought, and there is no first one. There cannot be a tenth one. And when we got rid of thinking, we found life became much more manageable. So you can see a little bit of tongue-in-cheek on here what we're talking about. So if you're a real alcoholic of the hopeless variety like myself, you're going to find your duck feathers on the deck. I'll never forget, they used to tell me, you got to find out what's wrong with you. I mean, this was my whole life. Find out what's wrong with me. Find out what's wrong with me. Real alcoholic of the hopeless variety. A lot of misdiagnoses on the way, by the way. Different story for a different day, but I guarantee if you're real alcoholic, the hopeless variety, you're going to find out that that big book is about me and you. There's no difference at all. And obviously, we're going to wind up with this and we're going to get started. Bill was 43 when he wrote this. 3 years sober. Miraculous or not, like I said, I couldn't even pick up a pencil at 3 years sober, so I know how miraculous this is. Bill was quoted saying he was the umpire rather than the writer of this book. And the big book, and we're going to get down to it, is laid out in a particular manner to bring out certain ideas. Three goals, and we're going to get down to it. So this is what I'm trying to say. So each chapter is very, very important. Each paragraph is very, very important. One paragraph leads to the next. So I can't get the idea in the second paragraph if I don't have the first one behind me. That's how crucial it is. Each paragraph leads to that next paragraph. The information on that paragraph and that page leads to the next paragraph and the next page. And that's the way it goes on and on and on. So everything in this book is important. So the moral of the story is, tried to get every word, tried to get every session, and I heard someone say, well, you missed it last week. This was a sponsee to a sponsor. The sponsor says, what did I miss? Sponsee had one up on him. He said, I don't know what you needed to hear, but I heard what I wanted to hear. So come back to hear what you needed to hear. In other words, this is a fascinating book to see how each chapter ties into the next chapter to convey certain ideas in the proper sequence. And here's where we're going to go ahead and do this. Oddly enough, okay, we got this one. We won't be doing that too much. This one here, we will, the fourth edition. Don't throw away your cover. There's a ton of information. Alcoholics Anonymous, I told you we'd get there, okay, is the fourth edition of the big book, The Basic Text for Alcoholics Anonymous. Whoa, stop right there. What is a textbook? And until I got this book, it's called Webster's, and this is for a show, It will help me, but I use the collegian because the English language is so fascinating. There are usually many, many different definitions for word, and I must, M-word, find the right word for that. So until I got into Webster's, my definition of a textbook were wrong. And it's pretty simple on what a textbook is. A textbook will tell you what it's going to tell you, will tell you what it wants to tell you, and it will tell you what it just told you. So there is no guesswork. And a textbook deals with precise, exact, clear-cut, specific facts and experiences. And that's what this book is. It's about experience. And guess what? Experience is undebatable. It's history. It is what it is. There's no interpretation. It's no philosophy. It's not a theory. It's a book of experience. 100 men and women have recovered. That's what this book is about. A textbook obviously assumes that the reader knows little or nothing about the subject matter. Webster says about a textbook, it's a book giving instructions in a subject matter. If I study this textbook, if I learn the sobriety and do the sobriety, I'll get what they got. The textbook assumes the reader knows little about the subject, and most of us don't. And a textbook always starts at the simplest level. It's just like a math book. We tell each other to go chapter 5, how it works. And if you do that to a new person coming in, that would like taking me, or I would take my grandson, say, go to chapter 5 in this math book, boy. And he opens it up, and it's algebra, geometry, or trig. And he said, Papa, WTF? That's what he'd say, yeah. So that's, I didn't say that. That's how they talk. So, no. Here's the point I'm trying to make. I would have to get him from the basic math. Chapter 1 deals with addition. Chapter 2, subtraction. Chapter 3, decimals and fractions. Chapter 4, multiplication and division. Then in chapter 5, he could do the basic algebra, geometry, and trig. But I can't go to chapter 5 unless I have all the information before. That's what a textbook is. That's why we're starting from the cover page, because that's where the information is. I can't start in 5 where it says being convinced we're at step 3 until I have 1 and 2 behind me. Guess where 1 and 2 is? From the cover page to chapter 5. Go figure. That's what it says, being convinced. I have to have all that behind me. No way of starting with 3 until 1 and 2 are behind me. Absolutely, positively. So, now, what we're going to talk about this textbook real quick is a textbook is no more than transferring information from one mind to another. In this case, it's more minds. 100 Recovered Alcoholics. Bill was the main author of it, but that's what it is. In a written form to another. It teaches. I don't know why everybody is so opposed about teaching. We're all teachers. We're all students. We're all learning. We're all teaching. That's what this textbook is. It's teaching me how to recover from alcoholism. It's the program. And by the way, that's the only program. It's not I'm in the program. Impossible. I'm in the fellowship, not in the program. Stay with me and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I am not in the program. Nobody is. You're in the fellowship. The program's in this book. The 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Hopefully the program's in me and as a way of life, and we're having it under our feet. So it's absolutely fascinating that we do with this. So real quick, now that we know, there's all kinds of different books. There's novels, there's autobiographies, there's concordance, there's novels written on fact, novels written on fiction, all kinds of things. This is a textbook. And you know what? Most of us, this takes us back to the high school or college years, textbook was not too fond of a memory because it indicates a W word that ends with a K that every alcoholic hates. It's work. Okay, yeah. Now, when they told me about textbook, my mind went to cheat. That's how I got through school. So, yeah, okay. But you don't cheat. So, real quickly on this textbook, we says, okay, obviously, this is a textbook, and it goes like this, cover page. Originally published in 1939, when AA membership numbered about 100, Alcoholics Anonymous steadily grown in readership. By the time the second edition appeared in 1955, membership had reached 150,000, and the big book, AA members fond title for the basic text, He tells us even before we crack it on the cover here, text twice. Need to know what it is. Okay, basic text has reached a distribution of more than 300,000. And at the time of the third edition, March 76, worldwide membership of AA was estimated at 1 million or more. Copies of Alcoholics Anonymous in circulation exceeded 1,450,000. The basic text, third time, pages 1 through 164. So now we know, okay? And actually, that's a misnomer, too. It is actually from the table of contents, and it's from the cover page. Okay, you'll see where we're going with this. Okay, which has been the foundation of recovery. Not drinking, we're talking recovery. For so many alcoholics remained and still remains unchanged. The section of the personal stories was updated with new stories in the second, third edition in order to reflect the wider range and different life experiences of alcoholics over the years since 35 when Bill and Dr. Bob and the message of AA was born. As Bill wrote, in a 1953 letter, quote, the story section of the big book is far more important than most of us think. It's our principle, and that's P-A-L, not P-L-E. The principle means of identifying with readers outside AA. It is the written equivalent of hearing speakers at an AA meeting. It is our show window of results. So, I suppose, when we give our testimony, which is we now call it leading a meeting, I suppose if we're giving our testimony, we should talk about alcoholism and we should talk about recovery therefrom. Give you an example. The book says our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. It doesn't say our stories disclose what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. That is not Alcoholics Anonymous. This is Alcoholics Anonymous. I just got done saying. So that is the showcase or the window. He goes on to say, the back page on there, obviously, continuing this policy, the fourth edition includes 24 stories that provide contemporary sharing for newcomers seeking recovery, not just drinking, from alcoholism and AA during the early years of the 21st century. 16 stories were retained from the third edition, including pioneers of the AA section, which helps the reader remain linked to AA historical roots and show how early members applied this simple but profound program, not the fellowship, that helps alcoholics get sober today. Approximately 21 million copies of the first three editions of Alcoholics Anonymous have been distributed. It is expected that the new fourth edition will play its part in passing on the AA basic message of recovery, not just drinking. The fourth edition has been approved by the General Service Conference of Alcoholics Anonymous in the hope that it may lead towards recovery by reading an explanation of the AA program. That's what this book is, AA program. And its varied examples of personal experiences which demonstrate that the AA program works. Whole lot of information on the dust jacket. Don't throw it away. Okay. Now, here's where we're at. I thought it was absolutely fascinating to do this. When you go open this book up, it says on the left side, this is important that I understand this, 12 steps and 12 traditions. Once and for all. Not what I say, what it says right here, black and white in your book. 12 steps and 12 traditions. An interpretive commentary on the AA program. In other words, there are not directions. These are essays or thoughts about the 12 steps that Bill wrote 17 years after he wrote the directions, the program, this book called Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a great book, and we're going to refer to it, but that's what it is. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Not what I say right there, black and white. So obviously, and it goes on about different writings and so on and so forth as far as that, but it's important that I understand what the 12 and 12 is and is not. And obviously, there are not directions or essays or afterthoughts about that. So, with that being said, obviously, the good textbook deals with precise, exact, clear-cut directions. In this book, and in human nature, words don't mean anything, but they mean everything. In other words, they mean everything because that's how we communicate, but words mean nothing unless we are living them. Mark Twain said the difference between a choosing the right word or nearly the right word is the difference from saying lightning to lightning bug. And that's how crucial it is with this book, with these words, and understanding what it is. So obviously, we go to Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what it says. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And we established last week there's 663 fellowships that have taken Alcoholics Anonymous, 12 traditions, 12 steps. This is Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what the book says. And it is the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered. Uh-oh. You get some nervous. Recovered. Not recovering. Not in recovery. Recovered from alcoholism. So once and for all, if you're a real alcoholic and if you do the deal, you can be added to the list of a recovered alcoholic, recovered from alcoholism. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So that's what it is. And then it goes on to give you the different printings of where you're at. This is the only illness, sickness that the patient has to diagnose herself. It's the only illness, sickness the patient describes the treatment. It's the only illness, sickness that gets better than after they are diagnosed with it. And without exaggeration, I speak for myself, 29 years, 6 months, one day, I am better physically shaped today than I was back then. I was almost dead. Mentally, I was borderline wet brain, not too much better than that, but still better. Spiritually, I was dead. Spiritually, I am alive today. So I can hear to tell you that this is the only chronic, progressive, fatal illness that the patient gets better as time goes. The illness is progressive, and so is recovery from it. Absolutely fascinating. Obviously, it's backwards. But here's where we're going with this. Bill wrote this book exactly how he got this information. And this is when I was able to see this, it just changed everything in this book. In other words, there is a method to the madness. It's just, you'd look at this book and say, as a table of contents, absolutely, positively not. We're going to show you what this table of contents really is. They are called Big Book Goals. Your book in Alcoholics Anonymous will never, ever be the same. Here's what we are trying to do with this. These are the goals of every textbook. It's a matter of unlocking the process. When I first looked at this, I thought this table contents, I blew right through it. Man, did I sell myself short. Here's why we're here and what we're trying to do. There are basic goals of this textbook, and it is laid out exactly as Bill got it, exactly as he gave it to Dr. Bob, exactly as he gave it to Bill Dodson, exactly as they gave it to the Devil May Care chap, and so on and so forth. So here are the goals. Nothing new. Goal number one, find out what the problem is or a diagnosis. I cannot treat anything until I understand what the problem is and accept that. So goal number one is find out what the problem is or a diagnosis. Nothing new. You're sick, you go to the doctor makes a diagnosis. Your car's not running, the mechanic makes a diagnosis. Your roof's leaking, the roofer makes a diagnosis. Your plumbing's leaking, the plumber. Nothing new. Find out what the problem is. And contrary to what I thought an alcoholic and alcoholism was, is somebody that drinks too much. Wrong! Here's why I'm powerless. We're talking about powerless. Remember, sobriety's the problem, life's the problem, drinking is the solution. That's what makes me alcoholic. So I got to find out what the problem is. And he says in this book, step one is the only step that must be taken 100%. Did I knock that over? Well, you are the best. Thank you so much. Lifesaver in itself. So that is diagnose the problem, fully understand the problem, and we find that out, oddly enough, in the beginning of the book. The doctor's opinion tells me what alcoholism is. I find out I'm sick in body, mind, and soul, and I'm powerless over alcohol, that my life's unmanageable. Then he gives us an example of that in Bill's story. Most of step one is in those two chapters. There is some in chapter two and some in chapter three, but most of it's that. I got to find out what the problem is. 100% fully understand it. Goal number two, now that I know that powerless is the problem, a solution to that would be a condition of power. So that is goal number two. Obviously, step two, power. We find out in Alcoholics Anonymous there's two powers. The power of the fellowship. A lot of power in this room tonight. God Almighty, all together, you know how much we could lift, change, and whatever. And there's a lot of power in the fellowship, but not enough power to recover from alcoholism. I need the power of the vital spiritual awakening, spiritual experience. Therefore, the solution to the powerless condition is a condition of power, or the solution. Chapter 2, there is a solution. Talks about the two powers I just talked about. Talks more about alcoholism, which deals with one thing and one thing only, the insanity that precedes the drink. Gives us four examples. And then he gives us a solution or a plan of action, we agnostics. So no, by no mistake, we find out that is the prescription. First you diagnose, then you have a prescription. Goal number three. The only thing that's missing, if I know what the problem is, I know what the solution is, now I need to, how do I get that solution? By no mistakes, that's steps 3 through 12, how it works, working with others, then obviously practice the principles in all your affairs after chapter 7. That's the plan of action to achieve that solution. So you can see, that is the method of the madness of a program called Alcoholics Anonymous. Problem, solution, plan of action. Absolutely fascinating. When I found out what this book was about and plugged them into the chapters, it's never, ever, ever been the same, nor should it be. So now that we have that, now that's exactly what the table of contents is, what the problem is, what the solution, plan of action. Now, by no mistakes, obviously, if you were drunk like I did or flicked that day of school, that same formula is called the 1-2-3. Whoops. Solving problems. If you are having life challenges, guess what? I just gave you the prescription. Now from recovery from alcoholism, relationships, work, money, health, whatever your deal is, it's the same thing. Basically the same thing. The 1-2-3 of all problem solving. Left side, know the exact nature of the problem. Obviously, we talked about that. Doctor's opinion, Bill's story. Number two, the solution. Obviously the power, chapters 2, 3, and 4, step two. And three, the program of action and how to do that. Now, what's really odd about this is that honor is a God, and we will talk about it. Step one, Bill got from a non-alcoholic neurologist called Dr. Silkworth. We're powerless over alcohol because of the physical allergy, the phenomenon of craving. We're powerless over alcohol in the mind because we suffer from a mental obsession. Never once does it say that we drink too much. We got that from non-alcoholic. Step number two, Ebby came to Bill, Bill's drinking buddy. Ebby came with a solution that he got from this guy called Roland Hazard, who was hooked up with the Oxford Group. And Roland got it from a psychiatrist, non-alcoholic, Carl Jung in Switzerland. And last but not least, the program of action came from the Oxford Group, first century Christianity, that had tenets, had a six-step program that we developed in the six-step program. They had absolutes, they had the tenets, they had the five C's. Stay with us, you will get a copy of that. Absolutely fascinating. So you can see that everything in our textbook came from non-alcoholics. Everything, not some, not most, not a lot, not quite a few, all came from non-alcoholics. And last but not least, the bottom of this page says, lack of power. That was our dilemma, past tense. Okay? We had, there's one of those words that people in the AA say don't there. We had to find a power by which we could live. It didn't say that by not drinking, we're talking about living. Another H word. It had to be a power greater than ourselves. I love this next sentence. It's one word. Obviously, I would have put it in two words. No shit, I would have said that. Okay, so I said it. Okay, so it says, but where and how are we to find this power? $1 million question. I'm powerless. How do I find that power? Listen to what he says. Well, that's exactly not close, not sort of, not kind of, not generally. That's exactly what this book is about. Its main object, not its only one, is enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. The power solves the problem, you don't. Last but not least, for the handout for tonight, I've taken the liberty to do this. And I have broken this down, and it's for your viewing pleasure. And you would think, my God, this guy can't do that with a table of contents. Oh, yes, I can. So anyhow, yeah. So what we've done here is we have fancily done this, the table of contents, and I've broken it down in typewritten things. Step one, foundation recovery. We're talking about Bill's story. Step one, states the problem, states the solution, so on and so forth. Absolutely invaluable when you're helping new people find that just irreplaceable. All three of those things, just irreplaceable. Last but not least, 12-step summary, 14 sections. Title page of Dr. Pinion, step one. Obviously, Dr. Pinion through page 23, step one of the body, and it breaks down our 12 steps. And obviously, take it, improve it, use it later on because we are running a little bit. So, now, real quick, and I know it's getting 9, but this won't take long. We are going to start with a preface, and I'm going to go ahead and say this real quick, if we can. I've called this, there's two bullshit sifters in AA. One of them's this book, and the other's time, because you can't cheat it. And like I said, remember we talked about that everything in this book is at least three times? I'll give you another example on page 19, 82, and 122. He says, quitting drinking isn't enough. Obviously, we are going to talk about in Bill's story about what's going on, and this is it. And I'm going to go ahead and read the prefix of the third edition. It says, in the third edition of the book, Alcoholics Anonymous, the first edition appeared April of 1939. That's April 10th. And the following year, 16 years, more than 300,000 went into circulation. Second edition, 55, reached a total of more than 1,150,000 copies. Third edition, 11,698,000. So obviously, a lot of books out there. Now listen to what it says. Because this book has become our basic text. We already talked about that again. Couldn't even get into this prefix unless I knew what a textbook was. For our society, that's the fellowship, not the program, has helped such a large number of men and alcoholic women to recovery. There he is again, not about not drinking. There exists a sentiment against any radical changes being made in it. Therefore, the first portion of this volume, that is the cover page 164, describing the AA recovery program once and for all, but it ain't going to be for all. That's where the program is in this book, The 12 Steps. Okay? It's not 90 meetings in 90 days. It's not to get a sponsor. It's not to get a home group. It's not to fake it and make it. And I'm not saying those things are bad, but that's not what it is. Right there, The 12 Steps of Recovery Program in this book. Prefix, okay? Hasn't changed. And it says, describing the AA recovery program has been left untouched in the course of revisions for both sections in the third editions. Okay, and it says, the doctor's opinion is kept intact. This was originally written in 1939 by the late Dr. William D. Silkworth, our society's great medical benefactor. A couple ideas real quick. Why do you think that this book has not been changed from 1939 to 2017. It's real simple. Because alcoholics are the same. We end up doing the same thing. No new sins. We're maybe driving cars where they weren't before, but we're ending up in cemeteries, divorce courts, hospital, jails, nut wards, all that. Alcoholics haven't changed. Okay, I get that. I'd say you'd give that to me. Alcohol hasn't changed. Yeah, they've changed the name and the Wolfie Wowers and the packaging and the advertising and the pretty girls and the handsome guys and the Lincoln Continentals and all that. But alcohol has not changed. If alcoholics haven't changed, if alcohol hasn't changed, guess what never changes? Human nature. It's the same today as it was 2,000 years ago, and it's going to be in 2,000 years. That never changed. Therefore, if alcoholics haven't changed, alcohol hasn't changed, human nature hasn't changed, why in God's name would we want to mess with something that has produced 2 million recovered alcoholics? It's a no-brainer. But God, we want to just won't leave well enough alone, will we? Okay, so go on. So it goes on to say, the second edition added the appendix 12 traditions chief and the directions for getting in touch with AA. But the chief change, and that's not in Indian, that means Maine, was the section of the personal stories which were expanded to reflect the fellowship's growth. Bill's story, Dr. Bob's nightmare, and other personal history from the first edition were retained intact. Three were edited, and one was retitled. New versions of the two stories were written. And 30 new titles, completely new stories were added, and the story section was divided into three parts under the headings of they are now. Third edition, number one, part one, Pioneers of AA stands unchanged. Nine of the stories of part two, they stopped in time or carried over from the second edition. Eight new stories have been added in parts of three. In part three, they nearly lost it all. Eight stories have been retained and five are new. Listen to what he says. All changes, not some, not most, not a lot, not quite a few. That's not 90%. That's not 80, 70, 60, 50. That's 100%. All changes made over the years in the big book, AA's members' fond nickname for this volume, have had the same purpose: to represent the current membership or the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous more accurately and thereby to reach more alcoholics, period. So that's why we have additions. If you have a drinking problem, we hope that you may pause and read one of these 44 personal stories. By the way, he tricked you. That 44 includes Dr. Bob's nightmare. Please read it if you haven't. It's absolutely fascinating since he's a co-founder. Yes, that happened to me, or most important. Yes, I felt like that, or most important. Yes, I believe this program, not the fellowship, can work for me too. Real quick, the first edition. Forward, and we will be on time. We'll be done. Okay, forward to the first edition. He starts out with squiggly writing. Technically, that's called italics. Since every word in here is important when it's squiggly, I mean italics, that means it's doubly important. So when there are italics, hopefully I will read that twice. It says, forward as appeared in the first printing of the first edition, 1939. Listen to how he starts. We! That's one of the largest words in Alcoholics Anonymous besides the word God. We. Not me, not my, not I, we. That's we, us, and ours. Totally different from the alcoholic, the way he thinks. We of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered, second time he uses that, from a seamless state of mind and body. Whoa. That's what alcoholism is. He didn't say somebody who drinks too much and gets DUIs and all that. No. Seems whole state of mind and body. And he's going to break that down in the doctor's opinion. Okay? Okay? The good news is in the word seemingly. Seemingly, but it's not. Here's what it is. It really gets some people this next one. To show other alcoholics, squiggly writing, precisely. Not sort of, not close to, not kind of, not in a general way. Precisely, there is no guesswork. How we have recovered, third time, not drink, is the main purpose of the book. Not the only purpose, but it's the main. So I tell you what, if you're real alcoholic, the hopeless variety, this is a matter of life and death. For them, we hope these pages will be so convincing that no further authentication will be necessary. Stay with me. I will show you on the page what the definition of a recovered alcoholic is. I'm not going to tell you that page now. We'll make you come back, but we'll get there and stay with me, okay? And it says, we think this account of our experience, that he word experiences, will help everyone better understand the alcoholic. Many do not comprehend the alcoholic is a very bad person. No, very sick person. Come on, y'all. Alcoholism, ISM, illness, sickness, malady. He uses the disease word one time. And that's in the narrative of the fourth step when he calls it a spiritual illness or a spiritual disease. Okay? And he says, besides, we're sure that our way of living, not a way of not drinking, not a way of talking, not a way of living. That's what it's about. Look how much information we're in the first foreword. Okay? Has advantages for all. It's important to remain anonymous. We're too few at present to handle overwhelming number of personal peers, which may appeal from this publication. Being mostly professional folk, we could not well carry our occupations in such event. We would like it to be understood that our alcoholic work is an avocation. Obviously, that is a forerunner of Tradition 8. Okay, he goes on to say, when writing or speaking publicly about alcoholism, we urge each of our fellowship, not of the program, of the fellowship. So right from the beginning, he's making the distinction between the fellowship and the program. Okay? Of our fellowship to admit his personal name, designating himself instead as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. We know that is the forerunner of Tradition 11. Very earnestly, we ask the press to observe our request, for otherwise we shall be greatly handicapped. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word, Tradition 9. There are no fees or dues whatsoever, Tradition 7. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking, Tradition 3. And by the way, they said there is no such thing as an honest desire to stop drinking, okay? And they said there is no such thing as an honest alcoholic. And the Al-Anon's got a saying, I can tell when you alkies are lying. I said, please tell me how I can do that. And they said, watch closely. If your lips are moving, you are lying. Okay. And it says, we are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. That is Tradition 10. Isn't it absolutely fascinating that he wrote these traditions? He wrote this in 39 when it came to print. The traditions weren't approved until 1950, so they were rumbling around in his head. Absolutely a fascinating man. Bill was a genius that obviously God put that in. Absolutely fascinating. He's writing the traditions long before he even wrote the traditions, huh? So it goes on to say, anyhow, we simply wish to be helpful for those who are afflicted. We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from what? From this book. What is this book? The program, the 12 steps, not the fellowship. Big, big difference, okay? He goes on to say, particularly those who have commenced, the W word ends with a K, work with other alcoholics. We shall like to be helpful in such cases. Inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcome. Last but not least, thought for the day. Thank you for a couple extra minutes. This book is called A Recipe for Recovery. He's going to tell us precise. You might want to write this word or this down. The word precise, Roman numeral 13. He used the word specific, page 20. He uses the word exactly, page 45, and he uses the word clear cut twice. So in other words, if I want what they got, I'll do what they did exactly, precisely, clear cut, specifically. It's a recipe for recovery. I'll give you an example of what's happened in Alcoholics Anonymous. If, whatever your favorite dessert is, if you go to an anniversary and say somebody makes your favorite thing, apple pie. You say, hey, would you give me that recipe for an apple pie? I want to make it. Being a good boy or girl, I'll give it to you. So you get this recipe and you look down at this thing. They say, use some Granny Smith apples. And you say, oh, what? No, I'm going to use this different kind of apples. It says, use 4 eggs. And I said, oh, man, that's no good. I'm going to get 3 eggs. It says, use 2 cups of sugar. Well, I'm a fiend when it comes to that, so I'm going to use 4. Says, cook for a half hour. I'm going to say, I can't wait that long. I'm going to cook it for 20 minutes. It says, cook it 3 1/4. I'm going to say, no, I'm going to cook it for 425. So I'm going to put my recipe in it. I'm going to put that thing in an oven, and it's going to come out, and it's going to be a pie, all right. But when I bite into it, it isn't going to resemble anything that I originally wanted. And that's what this is. It's a recipe exact. Precise, specific, clear-cut set of directions to be a recovered alcoholic from this seamless, hopeless state of mind and body, and he takes us from word to word, paragraph to paragraph, page to page, chapter to chapter. I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. And that's what we're here for, and we are going to close up, if you can. One last thought of the night. I know I'm saying it. Okay. Remember how I promised? Look at this up here. All right. Yeah, wait a minute. Look at this up here. Look at this up here. Yes, it looks like the mad professor indeed. Okay. Remember, as I promised, we would have one buzzword, one acronym for the week. This week's word, the word in the street. Isn't that what they say? Remember the word in the street? Well, come on. We all came from the streets. Is alcoholism. What does the ISM stand for, in case you don't know? The I for I, the S for self, and the M for me. The ism of alcoholism is the internal spiritual malady. Stay with us, you'll see. Ism, ISM, I'm so miserable. Ism, incredibly short memory. My mind won't remember what alcohol did to me. I'll remember what it did for me. That's why I can't think to drink through. We're killing each other. Think to drink through. If you can, you ain't alcoholic all the time. That's what I say, what the book says. ISM. This is bad. Inside me. ISM. I sabotage myself. And then the last one of ISM, and I did this, and I suffered horribly. ISM. I sponsored myself. Now, that's a bad deal, because not only did I have an idiot for a sponsor, my sponsee was a bigger idiot. How about if we close with the Lord's Prayer? Okay. Close with the Lord's Prayer. Beautiful. A prayer from your head will change everything. And we like to go to that quiet place in all of us before we pray our serenity prayer. Please. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. And also another prayer that we've been going with is called the set-aside prayer. We ask that God take away what we think we know, because what we think we know may prevent us from what we need to know, and we may know enough to be dangerous to ourselves and others. Anyhow, it goes as follows. Lord, today, help me set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, everything I think I know about my own recovery, for a new experience in myself, a new experience in my fellows, and a new experience in my own recovery. Personally, that prayer has changed a lot of things for me, because you can plug that in specifics of your life, whether that be book, self, God, the illness of alcoholism, wherever you want to go with it. It is a powerful prayer, but be careful what you pray, because he's got a funny way of answering it. Anyhow, this book here, called The 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, has got an introductory paragraph, which we've taken, and we've used it as our goal or our mission or our mantra statement, and it goes as follows. AA's 12 Steps, a group of principles, spiritual in nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink, enable the sufferer to be happily and usefully whole. We call that a recovered alcoholic, the real deal, emotional sobriety, spiritual sobriety. I call it by the book sobriety, obviously. It's pretty powerful in itself. Now, as you can see, tonight, we're pretty light on the board. This would be me. Two phone numbers, one landline, one cell. Please feel free to use or not. We've got two terms that are really powerful. And what I'm saying when I said tonight it lights up or takes its own life, tonight, we will be done, everybody in this room, knowing the difference between what the fellowship is and what the program is. Two totally different things. And we have these little initials there. We'll talk about that. And also tonight, even though next week it goes into masterly detail, we still have to know what a craving is and what obsession is. Because tonight he talks about that, and if I don't know what it is, I cannot go further. That's what I'm saying. Tonight is a pivotal night because it sets up what we're going to do next week, the doctor's opinion. And before we go with that, how it says in the famous How It Works, beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the start. I beg you to be here next week for the doctor's opinion. Because from the doctor's opinion, it goes from page 1 to 164, always going back to that. And if we don't have an understanding, if we don't have the doctor's opinion, we will lose what the rest of the book is about. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's the most important night. I say that every week, but it's one of them. How's that? So, now that we've got this nicety out of the way, we talk about a common problem and a common solution. And I'm going to go ahead and ask, and this sounds like a trick question, like, who's buried in Grant's tomb? And you'd be surprised the answers that you get, especially in an AA meeting, but we won't ask that question. The question that we're going to ask is, what is AA? And almost 100%, the pat answer would go as follows. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics achieve the sobriety. So, is that what AA is? Yes and no. That is a description of term number one, fellowship. And by the way, that was written in June of 1947 by the first editor of The Grapevine. This guy was almost as gifted as Bill, if you would read some of his stuff that he wrote. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So, is that AA? Yes and no. It is a description of the fellowship. In other words, what I'm saying is, that is our preamble that you hear at so many meetings. That is a description of the fellowship. However, it is not a description of Alcoholics Anonymous in this book called Alcoholics Anonymous. Remember, we established there's two Alcoholics Anonymous. There's a book called Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's a fellowship called Alcoholics Anonymous. And by the way, the fellowship came after the book, and the fellowship got its name from the book, not the other way around. So what does Alcoholics Anonymous say Alcoholics Anonymous is? Somebody asked me what Alcoholics Anonymous is, and this is what I tell them. The story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. Title page, that's what the book says. Somebody asked me what Alcoholics Anonymous is, and I say, this book, called Alcoholics Anonymous, has become the basic text for our society, Roman numeral 11. See what this book says? It says, to show others precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book, Roman numeral 13. Okay, and it says, it is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically, page 20. Okay, it goes on to say, further on, clear-cut directions are given showing how we have recovered, page 29. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem, page 45. So you can see Alcoholics Anonymous, what it says about itself is a lot different than the preamble that describes the fellowship. So, we've already established from the beginning what the difference is between the fellowship and program. Obviously, there's a lot. The fellowship and the AA program at one time were the same in the beginning. The program that you hear in the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous today, many times, is not the program that's in this book. But before I know what a program is or what a fellowship is, let's see what our book says and what actually the definition of it. I thought I knew what it was, but wrong again. A lot of times you'll hear people say, I'm in the program. I hate to tell you that, but it's impossible. According to Webster's, according to this book, I cannot be in the program. I am in the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you'll see the difference. Hopefully, the program is in me as a way of life, but I cannot be in the program, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So, when we go here, obviously, we will go ahead and talk about the program and the fellowship. Before we go ahead and get started on that, I would like to read something that Bill wrote that has a lot to do with us tonight while we're passing it out. He says, three choices. The immediate object of our quest is sobriety, freedom from alcohol and from its all its baleful consequences. Without this freedom, we have nothing at all. We'll go ahead and say yes. Paradoxically, though, we can achieve no liberation from the alcohol obsession until we become willing to deal with those character defects which have landed us in that helpless condition. In this freedom quest, we are always given three choices. A rebellious refusal to work upon our glaring defects can almost be a certain ticket to destruction. Or perhaps for a time, we can stay sober with minimum of self-improvement and settle ourselves into comfortable but often dangerous mediocrity. Or, finally, we can continuously try hard for those sterling qualities that can add up to the fineness of spirit and action, true and lasting freedom under God. What do we want from AA? Now, somebody says, damn you, Harmon, all you do is pray, 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 pray. I said, really? Yeah, okay. I said, why is that? I said, that's a good question. He wrote this in 1958, and it goes as this. As the doubter tries the process of prayer, he should begin to add up the results. If he persists, he will almost surely find more serenity, more tolerance, less fear, less anger. That's a good reason to pray, isn't it? He will acquire a quiet courage, that kind that is intention-ridden. Good reason to pray. He can look at failure and success for what they really are. Good reason to pray. Problems and calamity will begin to mean his instruction instead of his destruction. He will feel freer and saner. Really good reason to pray. And the idea that he may be hypnotizing himself by autosuggestion will become laughable. His sense of purpose and of direction will increase. His anxieties will commence to fade. His physical health will likely improve. Wonderful and unaccountable things will start to happen. Twisted relations in his family on the outside will improve surprisingly. I am convinced of prayer, and those are not words. That is a reality of what prayer can, does, and will do. And I promise you those things are true. So, the two things about prayer, most important. One is to start. Two is to continue, and three, don't ever stop. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's see what a program is versus fellowship. A program. Now, please listen to what Webster says a program is. Number one, a plan or procedure. Oh, that's right. That's what we did last week. Remember? The table of contents, the goals. So what we talked about last night, or last week, bingo! That's what a program is. Table of contents. Remember the goals, the problem solving, etc. Got it. Number two, a logical sequence of operations to be performed as solving a problem. Oh, one, two, three, four. Oh, that's right, 12 steps. Got it. That's what we talked about last week. Okay. So surely we can see that obviously what a program is. A program isn't fellowship. A program isn't meetings. A program isn't all the things. A program is what we just talked about. So let's see what Alcoholics Anonymous, this book, talks about what a program is out of its own book. And you've got the pages listed there. Roman numeral II, beginning of the book. It says 12 steps and 12 traditions. An interpretive commentary on the AA program by a co-founder. Roman numeral 9, number 7, it says, working the AA program showed this alcoholic how to get from geographics to gratitude. When I'm reading the thing program, please keep in mind the definition of what it is. And you'll see Bill used the word program exactly where it needed to be and not fellowship, because they're two totally different things. Okay, prefix, Roman numeral 11. Therefore, the first portion of the volume describing the AA recovery program. Roman numeral 20. Other thousands came to a few AA meetings at first and decided they didn't want the program. Fascinating. Roman numeral 22. The basic principles of the AA program appears to hold good for individuals with many different lifestyles, just as the program has brought recovery to those with many different nationalities. The 12 steps that summarize the program. Page number 9, second last paragraph. It says, they told of a simple religious idea and a practical program of action. Page number 19, second last paragraph, last sentence. This suggests a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Page 42, second last paragraph, first sentence. Then they outline the spiritual answer and program of action which 100 of them had followed successfully. The famous how it works, page 58, second sentence. Those who do not recover are people who will not, or who people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program. Page 59. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Page 72, last sentence, first paragraph. This brings us to the fifth step in the program of recovery mentioned in the preceding chapters. Page 73, second sentence, first paragraph. Having persevered with the rest of the program, they wondered why they fell. Page 85, second paragraph, first sentence. It's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. Page 94, second paragraph, first sentence. Outline the program of action. Program of action, explaining how you made self-appraisal, how you straightened out your past, and why you're endeavoring to be helpful to him. Page 96, second paragraph, second sentence. He has read the volume and says he's prepared to go through the 12 steps of the program of recovery. Page 99, third paragraph, second last sentence. Let the alcoholic continue his program day by day. Page 113, second paragraph, third sentence. Avoid urging him to follow our program. Page 117, first paragraph, first sentence. We urge you to try our program, for nothing will be so helpful to your husband as a radically changed attitude towards him, which God will show you how to have. Page 121, footnote at the bottom about Al-Anon. And it says, though it's entirely separate from Alcoholics Anonymous, it uses the general principles of the AA program as a guide for husband, wives, relatives, and friends of and others close to alcoholics. Page 126, second to last paragraph, last sentence. They criticize, pointing out how he's falling down on his spiritual program. Page 130, second last paragraph, last sentence. Nothing will help a man who's off of spiritual tangent so much as a wife who adopts a sane spiritual program, making better practical use of it. Page 147, first paragraph, last sentence. if he's consciously following the program of recovery, he can go anywhere your business may call on him. So as you can see, 25 times, Bill explains the program with that definition. I think everybody, 26? My bad. Getting old. Anyhow, I think we understand what the program is. Now, you can see, obviously, that fits in exactly how it is. Let's see what the fellowship is. Webster says, definition number one, companionship. All right, that's a beautiful. How can you argue with that? Fellowship. We're all companions tonight. Beautiful thing. Ain't nothing like it. Number two, mutual sharing. We all got a common problem. I hope alcoholism, okay? We all have a common solution. And eight, it's a lot more than putting the plug in the jug if you're a real alcoholic. Okay, and we'll talk about that. And number three, a group of people with the same interest. Let's see what he says about the fellowship, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Roman numeral 13, it says, when writing or speaking publicly about alcoholism, we urge each of our fellowship to admit his personal name, designating instead a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Roman numeral 15, figures given in this foreword describe the fellowship as it was in 1955. Roman numeral 15:2. Our earliest printing voiced the hope that every alcoholic who journeys will find the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. Roman numeral 19, he says, we had to unify our fellowship or pass off the scene. Roman numeral 23, in spite of the great increase in its size, the span of the fellowship at its core remains simple and personal. Obviously, he talks about the fellowship. Roman numeral 24, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the A message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in new customs and practices within the fellowship. Roman numeral 25, doctor's opinion. The doctor even knew the difference between program and fellowship. He says, this has become the basis of a rapid growing fellowship of these men and their families. Page number 15. We commence to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us, which is a wonderful thing to feel a part of. Page 15 again. We meet frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship they seek. Page 17. But there exists among us a fellowship of friendliness and an understanding which is indescribably wonderful. Page 44. About half of our original fellowship were exactly of that type. Page 45. Many times we talk to a new man and watch his hope rise as we discuss his alcoholic problems and explain our fellowship. Page 89. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow about you, to have a host of friends, this is an experience you must not miss. Page 90, you should be described to him as one of the fellowship, not the program. See where we're going with it. 94, on your first visit, tell him about the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. Page 95, offer him friendship and fellowship. Page 96, one of our fellowship failed entirely with his first half dozen prospects. Page 121, the fellowship of Al-Anon family groups was formed about 13 years after this chapter was written. Page 152, he does it twice, two fellowships. Yes, there is a substitute that's vastly more than that. It is a fellowship in Alcoholics Anonymous. The most satisfactory years of your existence lie ahead. Thus, we find the fellowship, and so will you. Page 153. Perhaps the best way of treating you a glimpse of your future will be to describe the growth of the fellowship among us. Page 159. So one more was added to the fellowship. Page 160. Aside from fellowship and sociability, the prime object was to provide a time and a place where new people might bring their problems. Page 161, being a large place, we think someday that its fellowship will number many hundreds. Page 162. Someday we hope that every alcoholic who journeys will find a fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. And page 164, he closes it off with two fellowships. He goes, he, talking about God, will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. And he closes out, second and last sentence is, we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. So surely you can see 28 times he uses the fellowship exactly as it is in the program, two totally different things. Now, so what does that mean? It means a whole lot. The fellowship program today, unfortunately, is not, sometimes doesn't even resemble the program in Alcoholics Anonymous. Somebody says, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So, okay. Here's what the fellowship or the program in the fellowship may offer you. Go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I'm not saying this isn't good information. All I'm saying is it's not Alcoholics Anonymous. And some of this well-intended information, we could be killing each other. Go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I'll give you a million, 2 million, 10 million, 20 million, 100 million. You know, I ain't got it. It don't say that in this book. I'm not saying that's not a good thing. But that is not the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is not. Okay? Here's another one. Don't drink and you'll be okay. What? What? If you're a real alcoholic, you're going to be crazier than hell. You'll be, you think, oh, yeah. So anyhow, here's a good one. Don't drink and you'll feel better. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll feel the guilt, the shame, the hair, all that stuff, okay? Put the plug in the jug and you'll be all right. No, 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 no. That's called suicide if you're a real alcoholic. Call your sponsor every day. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing, but that is not the program of recovery that we talked about, and we won't be talking about that. That is the program you may hear in the fellowship. Here's another one. Fake it till you make it. We laugh about that, but I really got a heart problem with that over the last past 29 years. You know how many people I've buried that were faking it till they supposedly made it? They made it to the grave is where they made it. They faked it till they made it to the penitentiary. They faked it till they made it to death row. I've seen them fake it and end up in a lot of places and they ain't making it. And by the way, it doesn't say in the book, but I'm going to tell you, meaning makers don't make it. And whatever it is, recovery's contingent on the steps we take, not on the meetings we make. I go to a lot of meetings for the fellowship and for a lot of different reasons. Okay? And it's important and it's a vital thing. But that cannot, does not, will not produce recovery if you're a real alcoholic of the hopeless variety that has placed himself beyond human aid. Okay, another one we have here. AA is a selfish program. Wow, I don't know what program or what book they're reading, but far from that. Another one too. AA is like a cafeteria. Because take what you want and leave the rest. Now, isn't that special? Okay. Let's see, I'll take her, I'll take that, I'll take your motorcycle, I'll say, yeah. That's what you told me to do. See what I'm saying? We're killing each other. There are no musts in AA. What kind of crap is that? They're all through the book. And one of them is, if I want to be physically sober, I must not drink. And that's from the beginning in the book. Doesn't say that, but that's a helpful thing in AA. Okay? There are no musts or haves to. And here's another thing, too. Think the drink through. What? What? If I could think the drink through all the time, I wouldn't be alcoholic. If I could think the drink through, I wouldn't be powerless. People will say, don't drink no matter what. I drink no matter what. That's why I'm alcoholic. That's why I'm powerless. Don't tell me you're going to send me to death row. That ain't going to keep me from drinking. Don't tell me you're going to leave and take my kids. That ain't going to keep me from drinking. Don't tell me I'm going to lose my job. That ain't going to keep me drinking. I'm alcoholic. I'm powerless. I don't have the power to think the drink through. And we heard it. Thank you, Juanita, for this. I'm like the Browns. I have no defense against the first drink, right? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I stole it from her. But you know what? I corrected her. I said, I have no effective mental defense. Neither do they, man. Okay. I'm sorry. That's an outside issue. The book doesn't say that, but it's okay. Where was I? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So now you see where we're going with this. So what we're going to talk about is the program called Alcoholics Anonymous in this book. Okay? So that's where we're going, and you will be absolutely amazed. What I'm saying is, I'll try to be nice and well, PC, politically correct. And if you believe that, keep coming back. Anyhow, I have been at meetings, and if they didn't read the preamble, I wouldn't know that I was in allegedly in an AA meeting. I call those group depression meetings. I call those dead cat meetings. And usually they're discussion, which I've turned into disgusting meetings. And it usually goes like this. Does anybody have problems they'd like to talk about? Oh, my God. And that guy will go, yeah, my cat died. And they pull the cat out from underneath the table and put it on the... And then the gal next to her, you think that's bad? I had two cats die. And by the time you're halfway around this meeting, I'm ready to blow my brains out. I felt pretty good getting in there. I wanted to feel better, and I end up feeling worse. And I walk out the door, and I say to self, and that's dangerous, I said, self, this would be a damn good place to start an AA meeting. Yeah. And you know what? That's a lot of times what we're hearing in Alcoholics Anonymous. Not the program called Alcoholics Anonymous. We're hearing the program of this. We talked about it and we'll get there. SS, something similar. FF, Fear and Fellowship, we talked about that. God, you know what happens if you're going to drink? Yeah, I'll feel better. That's what I say. But no, and then they say, oh, you're going to lose this. You go all that. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work, dude. Come on, you're wasting your time. In the doctor's opinion, come back. I'll prove that to you. Then we have RR, rehab rhetoric. It's nice. Hip-hop, that's my favorite kind of A. Anything goes. We'll bring it all in, man. There's a guy used to call it Heinz 57. It's like a mutt. It's like a mutt running down the street. You don't know what it came from. So anyhow, this is what we're going to talk about. Those kind of meetings, we're sitting around making each other sick. And I'm talking about literally and figuratively. We're sitting there spreading the disease and not the recovery from alcoholism.